name of Jesus. Let the words that proceed out of my mouth be the utterance that I hear by the Spirit. So, Father, we just pause in your presence to say, Abba, Father, you are our Father, and there is none other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title, I could shout it from the roof. Our God is God. Our God is God. Our God is God. Oh, wow. Years ago, or just a few days in God's timetable, we were at camp. I think it was Camp Felicity. I was teaching the young people. And last week, Oscar taught on foot washing, right? And it was brought back to memory on the very first day of camp. I had a bunch of kids in my class that I hardly knew any of them. But God had already worked on me to go into the kitchen, get a big bucket of soapy water, and I took towels and wash rags down to where I was going to go. We had a lower, like, pavilion down there. It wasn't covered or anything. And a bunch of seats. And the Lord told me, he said, I want you to wash every one of their feet. I said, okay. So I went down there and started washing their feet. By the way, they came up. No particular order. But I wanted to tell you, the Lord told me as I was doing this, he said, I want you to look up. I want you to look and see how they're seated. They didn't know each other, so they were kind of spread out. So when I got done washing their feet, the Lord said, now look up. When I looked up, they were all sitting down here together. But what the Lord showed me is when my body comes together, they're one. They have one thing in common, and that is God. We should realize that when we come together, we always have that in common. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I tell people, I told them years ago down at the radio room, you know how we started out? They go, no. I said, whosoever. Every one of us has been whosoever. The Lord didn't spare his son to come to us whosoever. Amen? Now, I told you that to tell you this. I've told some people this story. I had a friend I've been praying with for about 48 years. He went into the hospital, and he told his wife, he said, you call Clyde. I want him to pray. I felt it was a strange thing for her to ask, for her. By her asking it. But for him to send the word, I want him to pray. I knew he needed prayer. So I'm going to tell you his story kind of quick. I didn't get a return call. I called three more times within 3 weeks. No return. I should tell you, I prayed with her over the phone before I let her hang up. She probably didn't care for the way I prayed. That's okay. I know how God tells me to pray, and that's how I pray. So I got a word 2 weeks ago on a Monday. Ron, your friend, sounds like Lazarus, your friend. Ron, your friend, had to have open heart surgery and have both main valves replaced. Our God is God. So as he laid on the table, he had a reaction to the medicines they had him on, and he was filled with blood clots while he was on the table. About 2 weeks later, you probably won't like how I say this, God decided to let him have a stroke. Our God is God. So I heard that 2 weeks ago Monday. That's how they found him. He couldn't talk. He couldn't sit up. He couldn't walk. He couldn't swallow. So Thursday, I don't know how you see things in this life. I want to see them as Jesus sees them. There's an appointed time to every one of us. Our God is God. So the Lord woke me up 3:30 on Thursday, which I had planned on going to see him, and started telling me, this is what I want you to say to him. Let everyone that hath an ear hear what the Spirit says. That's how we're supposed to live this life, this temporary life, by the leading of the Spirit. So we go expecting God to do something. Our God is God. So I got to the hospital and his door was closed. You know, when you hear from God, you don't stop at a closed door. So I went. Door open. Nurse was there. She said, are you his brother? I said, no. Are you his relative? I said, no. She said, are you his friend? I said, well, we've been praying together for 48 years. Yeah, I'm his friend. She said, will you come on in and sit down? He's in the bathroom. 5 minutes I sat there. God's word is not going to return void, by the way. That's not possible. Calling those things that aren't as though they are, that's possible. I see God just smile when that's said. So he walked out of that bathroom. No assistance. Looked at me and said, Brother Clyde, no assistance. Our God's God. I couldn't help it. I stood up. He sat down. I said, you've already had a miracle. He started crying, just flooded his face, his clothes that he had on. He was crying that much. He said, yes, I have. I said, the Lord gave me a word for you this morning. He said, let's have it. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. I stopped right there and I said, I'm an elder and so are you. And let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. That morning, on the way to the hospital, I stopped here and got that. I didn't take this. I put it in a little cup, and I put a hanky in it. I just put it back last week. And I said, well, I'm supposed to anoint you with oil. He started crying again. You know what? We don't understand. God loves brokenness. He loves you to be humble so he can exalt you and so he can get credit for exalting you. So I anointed his head with oil and we prayed. And he broke down just all over. And he starts talking to me, telling me stories. You know, things that you don't know. You know, got to get out of the intellect. Things that you don't know. You don't know that he's been taking care of his mother-in-law at their house for the last 20 years. Don't know that. You don't know that his wife's home now with her. They changed his mother-in-law's medicine, and now she don't want to eat. And he starts crying, and he says, she's got to take care of her mom. And then he said to me, and then she's got to take care of me. I looked at him and I go like this. Do I need to kick you in your rear end? I said, why in the world, after you told me that you've had a miracle and you know who does the miracle business, I said, does she have to take care of you? God wants me to tell you something. He said, what's that? Calling those things that aren't as though they are. He wants me to tell you, you know why God allowed all this to happen to you? So you would be the one out of your mouth and out of your being to praise his name. Our God is God. He started shaking. He looked at me and started crying. And I go like this. Let those tears dry up. I said, let the boldness of the Holy Spirit come upon you. I said, and you go tell your wife what God has done for you, and you make sure your mother-in-law hears it. That's why God moves in us. In case you haven't figured this out, it's not the test that we have in life. It's that we glorify God in everything that happens in life. You know, years ago, God taught me, he said, you know, people call it trials, but I want you to call it something different. I said, okay. That's the Holy Spirit telling me this. He said, I want you to call them opportunities. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Opportunities. We have a lot of opportunities in this life. I like how, you know, Mark said, you know, thank you for the rain. We ought to all thank God for the rain. Through that rain, things are going to grow. I know my wife and me need it real bad. But I'll tell you what. Through the rain of the Holy Spirit, guess who ought to grow? We're his vessels and dwell with the Holy Spirit. We ought to be blooming all over the place. Ooh, that's what I call it. But anyway, and I started leaving. The Lord said, oh, we're not done yet. So I did not leave. And God revealed to me there was something on his heart bigger than itself. I said, you have somebody that needs us to pray for. And he broke down again and started crying. He said, I need you to pray for my wife, Joanne. I go like this. Oh, yeah, we will. So guess what? I get to ask you, would you remember Joanne? You might forget her name, but just say Ron's wife. That's good enough. That's the only one he's got. And remember her mother, too. In God's plan, we need to see things finished. When they were talking about Audrey, I want to tell you something. I pray for people exactly like I prayed for my own mother. I ask that your will be done, and all of us that remain be able to accept that will. We got too many people questioning, why? God is why. Jesus Christ is why. He's the Lord of glory. He's the King of kings. Whether he reigns in your life that way or not, he's still that way. Our God is God.
Well, I got called to a breakfast with five other guys that we worked together for Belt. Let's put it this way. I was junior man and seniority only. There was guys sitting there that younger than me. I had one guy on my right was senior man, 54 years. That was the record, it still is, down at work. I had worked 40 years and 2 months. But every one of them retired after I did. Do you know what? My brother and me have discussed this many, many times. You know how to get God to laugh? Tell him your plans. We're so far, our ways are so far different than his ways. East, west, I mean, this is just so far away. But I want to tell you something. God's plan will be fulfilled in every one of us. He knows which road we're going to walk, whether we're going to drag a leg or hit or start skipping in that road. But we can honestly say that when Peter, I think it was Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee.
What has he given you that he wants you to give away? That can always be refilled in you. Can always be refilled. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, lift it up, and make me whole. That's right. That's the kind of God we serve. I'll close in saying this. Our God is God. So if anyone wants prayer, you can come this way. If not, you have a great day. And may it rain every step and every road that you go on. Drive careful. And I'll see you next week to celebrate somebody's 90th birthday.